Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Peace, what's happening? What's happening?
What's going on, people?
Welcome back to another episode of Nerd Talk. I'm Malcolm.
I'm Eli.
This is Eli. We're here. This is number one brother and brother.
Yeah. Podcast.
In the world, ever. In the history of time. Thank you for joining us yet again. This is episode 11.
Yes.
We are over the threshold of 10 episodes, so that's something to be celebrated, bro.
Yes, sir.
We're here. So we got a lot to get to, bro.
Boy, do we.
We got a lot to get to. Like, it's been busy in these streets.
Absolutely.
The nerd streets and on the comic strips and stuff like that. Not in the streets, comic
strips.
Yeah,
comic strips. I like it.
So we're here. First off, okay, so today is October 19th.
October 20th.
Today's the 20th. Yeah, today's the 20th. Yeah. Right? So
don't ever forget that day.
My bad. And that's what I'm about to get to.
Yeah, don't ever forget that day.
I see the bags in the eyes. I know you was up all night.
Yeah.
Playing Spider-Man 2 as it released.
Y'all better bear with me because I had a doozy of a day.
Okay, so tell me, just fresh up the press. Tell me about it.
It's really good. I like the traversal, which is like the map of it. Mm-hmm. It's very big. It's a lot to digest. Like the view said before, and I agree with them, there's not a lot of side quests, but they're valuable side quests.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if you remember in the first game, there was the base tokens, the landmarks, the backpacks, not a lot of those.
Okay.
But there's a lot of there are side quests, but they're just more valuable.
Like it's the pigeons. Maybe you had to catch the pigeons.
No.
I kind of enjoyed that. It made the game feel longer.
It did, absolutely. And it was a bit, some of them was a hassle. Like some of those pigeons, I was like, all right, bro.
Yeah.
I got to really chase it. But they are valuable side quests. Like, you kind of are a little bit more intrigued with those.
Okay.
There's half. So there used to be 10 gadgets, only 5.
Okay.
But the gadgets are more valuable.
Okay.
They're more, a little bit more.
They do more damage?
Yeah, they do more damage.
Okay.
The story, the way I'm playing it, is I'm doing one major mission and then a bunch of side quests.
Okay.
And then I'm going to.
So is it like that for Miles and Peter, or how's that?
Yeah, pretty much like that for Miles and Peter. Certain missions, though, like.
You can't do without doing the other one like that?
Right. Okay. So, like, certain ones you're going to have to do with Miles, certain ones you're going to have to do with Peter.
Makes sense.
And then there will be times where, like you said before, you're doing a crime, and then you'll see the other one, and they'll join in. I'm like, all right, cool.
Oh, that's fire, man.
This helps out. And then I didn't notice this, but on the map, you do know where they are.
Okay.
So you can travel to them. So if I'm Peter, I know where Miles is. I can't travel to him.
Okay. Got it.
And stuff like
that. So are they like random crimes that you got to stop as well?
Yeah, those are random crimes. The only thing I don't like is when you stop the cars. When you used to be able to stop the cars, you just had to repeatedly press the square button.
Yeah.
It just automatically does it for you. I'm like,
okay.
So I don't really have to do that much.
Okay.
That
made it a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, that made it a little bit more challenging. All
right.
Other than the crimes, I'm trying not to spoil as much. Basically, in the story, I'm getting towards the part of the Coney Island part.
Oh, so the whole map isn't unlocked yet?
Yeah, it's not. It's what you're gonna have to do is you're either gonna have to travel to that part until it pops up on the map, and then it opens up, or you're gonna have to either do the side quest and then it slowly starts opening.
Makes sense.
They don't do that whole satellite thing because that was a drag.
Yeah,
that was a drag. That was a drag.
That was. I might have to just get a PS5, guys.
Yeah, I was listening. Ultimately, he's a PS4 guy anyway.
I am. And then when the PS5 came out, me and my friends talked. I had just became a dad.
Right.
They're just like, you're not going to play this.
And I get that.
Yeah.
So for the both of us, I'm playing it for the both of us.
Yeah, I'm going to get it. Because I feel a real sense of FOMO
also,
right now.
Also, Wolverine and Jigot. And they're coming out with the game.
I do like Wolverine, yes.
I'm pretty sure by the time it gets to December, they'll let this rock. They're going to be working on Wolverine as soon as that pops up, because they're trying to come back with that a year or two later. Because
in the comic book world, I would say, like, the ecosystem, video games are probably winning the most right now.
Yeah.
Because movies, everybody has a problem with the movies. Everybody has a problem with the shows.
Yeah.
Everybody got a problem with something. I think the games, even the anime, like, people, not animation shows, but people still have a problem. I think the games, people are kind of just
playing the animation is probably going to be second behind the video games. Because the animations are pretty...
The movies and the shows, man, it's just like everybody has a problem with something.
Right. Now, and I did have one more critique with the game. It'll come back to me. It was a side quest, the gadgets. Oh, and then the suit mods. The suit mods, everybody was complaining because in the old game, when you unlock the suit, they had superpowers with the suit.
Oh, they don't have those
because...
You just have the mod, I mean, the gadgets.
Yeah, the gadgets and then just the suit. Now, the part of that they did explain, that was because of the symbiote. Suit, but I think that was also a cop out to me.
Okay,
but you know, I think that was like, well, we already gave him a suit, like the powers come with a suit. I mean, come with the symbiote, so we don't really need to add like different mods with different suits.
And you know, like these games, like that'd be a lot of memory and stuff on these games.
Right.
Like, people don't understand. They want everything. Like they want to be able to go to Peter's job, pay rent. Yeah, they want to do everything in these games.
This is not... Y'all thinking of too much of a GTA type game. Like, this is not a GTA type of game. You cannot do... Because it was the same thing with 2K. They would want to be driving in a car, and going to their apartment. I'm like, bro, y'all thinking of GTA too
much. And then some of the complaints I see, because sometimes, like, at part two of a game, they'll take out a feature that was in the first one that wasn't necessary.
Right.
Like, this wasn't necessary in the game. We can take that out add this in this. So they added a whole new borough in the game, and people were complaining about
that. And that goes back to my token point, because the tokens, only half of them are really in there. Mm. So it's like, there's no more Harry's research, because Harry's out of the tank by now.
Oh, that's right.
So there's no more Lowe's.
Did you meet Harry yet in the game?
Yes, I did.
Oh, snap.
I did. There was a few times, you know. You'll see.
Okay.
And I'm going to be honest with y'all. Listen, I'm a big Felicia Hardy fan over MJ. So every time she talks, kind of annoys me.
Felicia Hardy. Who's Felicia?
Black Cat.
That's Black Cat. Okay. Yeah, she's not in the game.
She is in the game. Oh. Everybody's in the game. Remember on the tablet.
Yes, that's right.
On the tablet, everybody popped up. So, but yeah, anyway, I was, because every time I listen to MJ, I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll do whatever you need to do. But like, I just don't like you as much. But that's just me. I'm a big Black Cat fan, but that's also probably because I'm also a Catwoman fan, but that's beside the point. Other than that, yeah, it's good. I think there's a good balance between Miles and Peter.
Okay.
I use Miles, I'm not going to hold you, a lot more because of his powers. Because
of the electricity
part.
That's the Black Spider-Man, guys.
Yes, that is the Black Spider-Man. And I probably will use Peter once he gets the symbiote suit.
Okay.
It's just like right now, he's just a regular-ass Spider-Man.
Got you. Okay.
Is that a regular-ass Spider-Man?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Last one critique. The fans complaining about running down the wall. Y'all gonna need to cut that out. Because now they're complaining that they can't run down the building instead of running up the building. You
can't make everybody happy, bro. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And y'all gotta... And I know y'all love Spider-Man Shadows...
Into the Shadows.
I get it. It's an ultimate game, and Insomniac did their best version of that with their technology and being Insomniac Games and their own entity. So get over it. Anyway.
Okay. Cool. So that's Eli's review of Spider-Man 2 so far. All right. Turn that down a little bit. But all right. So next we got Loki season 2 has dropped since our last episode. Loki is a part of the MCU. I think it's probably the best MCU show.
Yeah,
that they have. I think the other ones were like they had real hit and miss,
right?
Or like they started off strong, ended off horribly.
So I think Loki
was probably like the best one. And this season's starting off great, bro.
Yeah,
I just watched episode 3. And it is fire, man.
And, like, and I did too. That one's starting to pick up the speed a little bit.
Yeah.
Episode two, I get it was a bit of a slow pace.
Yeah,
but like,
transitional, but it's still like yeah, it was some stuff that points. You needed. I'm a little confused though. I'm gonna tell you my confusion.
Okay, go ahead.
So in episode three of Loki, they introduce Victor Timely, which is a variant of Kang the Conqueror. Yes, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. So in the first season, we met He Who Remains.
Right.
And then in Quantumania, Ant-Man Quantumania, we met Kang. That was a version of Kang.
Okay, that right? was that was a big one.
Yes.
Yes.
This guy is Victor Timely, all played by Jonathan Majors. So shouts out to Jonathan Majors. He's still in the show.
Absolutely.
Right? So in the show, he was born, he was a kid in the 1800s.
Yeah, at that, I think 1883.
Yes, no, 1836. 1863.
Yeah,
okay. 1863. Got it, got right? It. And then 25 years later, he went to the World's Fair and then he showed his temporal loom thing, right?
Right.
Time travel stuff.
Right, right, right.
Okay, that's fine, right? But last season, He Who Remains said that his variant was from the 31st century.
He did.
They figured out that there was multiverses and time travel. Yeah. That's so, and in the show too, if you pay attention, every time they go somewhere, it tells you the year and it says sacred timeline or it says branch timeline.
Mm.
So when they went back in time to see him as a boy, that was the sacred timeline, right? So that's the main timeline.
Right.
Then in 25 years later, because he got a book from the TVA, like
the minute cartoon lady.
So they gave him a book from the TVA so he can figure out some time travel stuff.
Right.
So when he presented that, now when they came back, that was a branch timeline.
Right. Okay.
So the theory is that He Who Remained placed himself as a baby off of one of the branch timelines. No, from the 31st century to the 1800s on the sacred timeline because he knew he was about to die.
Right. And he needed
and that would be a good that would be a good version of himself that would be able to lead the TV.
Yeah, right.
That is a theory because it makes no sense.
Yeah,
like, you can't retcon it that hard.
Right, yeah. No, I like your theory. And it's not a lot of potholes in it.
Yes, and there's a character in it. I forget the guy's name. He was in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yes, Obi.
Ouroboros.
Yeah.
Now, Ouroboros, it is a term for a snake. Like, it's like the snake eating itself, right?
Okay.
So, in the first episode, when he didn't know how to do something, right?
Right.
He was like, I've never done that before. Loki went back in time, slip, told him,
and then
he remembered. So that's kind of a never-ending loop.
Right?
Because
Morbius was talking to him from the future. And then he
was talking to him from past. Yes. So with that, the never-ending loop,
right?
So if Kang, or if He Who Remained, gave himself the book, then he would become He Who Remains, and it would just it's a never-ending loop. So the Ouroboros, like Obi, he's gonna play him and Miss Minutes in the show.
Yes,
they're gonna play like a real key role.
And during season three, I'm like, yo, what does Miss Minutes know?
Yeah, she knows everything.
Because at the end, she was like, this explains like the situation that we're in.
She said, I know. I'm gonna tell you his. I'm gonna tell you some secrets, but it's gonna make you really angry.
Man, right. And I'm like, yo, what the heck does she know? And then, like you said, OB is he ends up being nice to me, but there's something about him that's throwing me off.
No, because the fact that he's throwing you off, because he remembers everything.
Right.
Nobody else in the TV remembers anything. He kind of remembers how everything works.
He
doesn't sleep for centuries. How the hell is that possible?
Yeah,
he just works straight.
Also, there's another theory I found out from the YouTube and whatnot. But it looks like one theory is that the Loki that we know is the one who took Morbius out of his timeline to the TVA.
Because
he also went to the past.
Yeah.
And it's like, and he doesn't know, but Loki doesn't know at the point in time in which he took Morbius. Because when they was having that key lime pie scene, they were talking about his past.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, nah, it looks like that Loki is, but there's a reason why he did that because he needed his help. But he doesn't, mind you, it wipes your memory of your previous life. So he doesn't know that Loki is the one who brought him to the TVA.
It's a bunch of time travel stuff, guys.
But
which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Right. But the writing so far is amazing.
It is. Like the pacing, the show, like it feels like
right.
The MCU like that we like to remember.
Now, I'm pretty sure they only have maybe three or four episodes left.
I think they got three episodes left.
Three episodes left?
Maybe six or seven at total. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
Because, you know, you don't want to make it too long. Now, they just need to end it off strong.
Yes.
Because this is where the bottom normally, when we watch these Disney Plus shows, this is where the bottom kind of falls out.
Yes, it does. So, luckily, season two, it is fire so far, so check it out. Speaking of Disney Plus shows, Ahsoka.
Yes.
The Ahsoka show ended. Did you watch it?
I did.
I liked it. It was pretty good.
I did. I liked it as well. I liked the parts where they brought in Hayden to play Darth Vader.
Yes. Oh, that was.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Just
those scenes when it was going back and forth. Oh my goodness. Yeah. That was great. Star Wars like you want to see.
Right.
That was great.
Cause I almost forgot this is taking place after Episode 6. So this is like when he's he's no longer Darth Vader. He's in the afterlife, but he's teaching Ahsoka like, oh.
Yes.
So that learn what I taught you, and also too, you need to decide whether you want to, you know.
The only thing about that show, because Mom and Dad, she asked, could she watch it? Because I guess she knows Rosario Dawson. Mm-hmm. So and I was just like, yeah, you're probably gonna be really confused because you gotta know Star Wars, you gotta know the Clone Wars, you gotta know everything.
Yeah, everything.
And that's, a lot of that's like 15 years of stuff, bro. Like,
that's what I said. Even I said in the last episode, I was like, listen. I like the timeline, don't get me wrong, but like, I cannot sit there from episode one all the way through.
No. Right, that's the problem with all of these shows in the shared universe stuff, because you need to know a bunch of backstory, you know what I mean?
Right, to understand what's going on.
Like, even with the Loki show, that Loki is from 2012.
Yeah.
So the the first Avengers movie in his mind happened like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? In 2012.
Right, and then to the point where he doesn't even know the previous, like, he didn't know about killing his mom at the time.
Exactly.
And whatnot, yeah. So, now I get it. I understand the slight controversies of it, because once again, we talked about this. The timeline has a lot of potholes.
Yes, it does.
Like, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Ahsoka, so it's like, I get it, but we have to try to, and it's hard, because as a critique, you're trying to block it out, like, all right, that don't really make sense, because of the timeline, but overall, as a writing, as long as they don't have episodes, or two or three episodes where there's no lightsabers, I don't have no problem.
No, so the issue is that these writers, because we'll get to that in a little bit, these writers are scared to create original stories. Like, they keep trying to go back to kind of what works, and that just opens up more problems.
Right,
so they go, oh, let's create this show in between these two shows. Fam. And then they try to get creative, and then they, like, these people are professionals on their jobs, right? They get paid to do this, and they completely ignore big facts that they mess up in these new shows, like plot holes and retcons. Like, dude, that's not what you said,
last season. Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's happening in Loki. I'm just making a point.
But with Ahsoka, and I'm trying to think. So where did they go? Because they did say that they might. I don't know if they're gonna be looking to replace that that actor who passed away.
Balin. I don't think they should. Okay, I think they should just kind of let that character
go, and then like let her be on her own. His protege.
Yeah, because the guy who played Balin Skull in Ahsoka, he was phenomenal.
Yeah, he was
phenomenal. He passed away before the show started.
Oh,
before the show ended.
Aired. Right. So. And then I can't see potential for like multiple seasons.
So what they're gonna do is that I think that show was a setup for a storyline that happened before Episode 7.
Okay,
so it was called, I think, Heir to the Empire with Thrawn, and Grand Admiral Thrawn. People were upset with his betrayal because in the books and in the comics and in the cartoon, he's like a master strategist. Like, he knows 2 and 3, like, his memory is crazy. Like, in the comics, he knew Anakin Skywalker was Darth Vader. Only like 2 people in the universe know that. But he knew it because he saw Darth Vader when he was flying, and he did a maneuver, and then he was like, oh, I remember Anakin Skywalker did
doing
that.
Okay.
Like, that's like that, only that move. Like, oh, yeah, snap. Right. Like, oh, so right. That's how he figured it out. So he's like a master strategist, and people didn't really like his portrayal in the show. I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I mean, He didn't really have a lot of like, oh, okay, yeah,
he didn't have a lot to work with.
A lot of his workers did.
Yeah,
so, but that's on them.
So I didn't, you know, people, like I said, people complain. That be me and Eli, we just watch.
Yeah, now don't get me wrong. There are,
we have our critiques, but yeah, most of the time, me and you, I feel like we just kind of go.
Yeah. I'm not going to hold you, and I'm going to throw the show under the bus heavy. The Flash lost me.
Oh.
The Flash.
Yeah.
And the only reason, I'm going to be honest with you. The only reason why I was watching it at certain points was just because I loved Candace, who played Iris. The actress who played Iris.
I did like her, too.
Yeah. Like, bro. Because, especially at season 5, it was like, all right, what are we doing?
It did get, it got out of hand.
I don't know.
No, but so that's what happens with shows when, like, so, all right, in TV, right, these shows, they're fighting to get renewed another season.
Right.
So the seasons, like, they have to, like, throw a lot in to get viewers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, the first 3 seasons of Flash, fire.
Right. Even the 4th one, it was solid because you had a solid ground.
Yeah. 4th one kind of...
No, but I was... But here's the thing. Here's the thing. At that point in time, Barry was doing a lot of psychotic, like, because he was messing with his mind.
Yes.
I like that part
of it.
That
was cool.
And 2, he wasn't a speedster, because I'm like, yo, we give him a 4th speedster.
Touché, Eli. Yeah.
But other than that, I will agree with you.
Touché.
DeVoe wasn't, like, a dominant villain like that.
Yeah.
He just kept taking people's bodies, but, you know.
So, what was I saying?
You were saying about TV shows.
Yeah. So, speaking of that... Gen V got renewed for a 2nd season.
Obviously. I kind of knew that was going to happen.
They got renewed. Invincible season 3 is almost done.
Yeah.
Season 2 is going to air next
in 2
month.
Weeks. Exactly 2 weeks
two
from
weeks,
today.
2 weeks, yes. But they even said season 3 is like damn near almost done.
Yeah, because they said after the first season...
That was a long-ass gap. Yes,
yeah, that was a long-ass gap. And then that they were pretty much working on both the seasons at the same time. So like how Rick and Morty kind of do. So, yeah. And they said because of that, we'll get season 3 right after, pretty much a couple months after. Not
good.
A whole
good.
Big gap.
Good.
What was I going to say? Yeah, so other than that, you know... Like we were saying, we critique shows, but now we don't go too far to where it's like it's gonna ruin it for us.
Yeah,
and we're not like stands.
Yeah,
I feel like the stands are kind of like
they
ones.
They get angry for everything, bro.
Yeah,
like I have my shows that I like, and then it's just like come on,
right,
come on,
right,
fine. But speaking of writers and stuff like that, the writing strike ended.
Yes,
clap that up.
Good for them.
But
The actor
strike is still raging on, man.
Yeah.
And, I thought it was going to be over.
Right.
I said, I'm like, yo, by this month. Like,
because the writer's strike ended, you're right.
I'm like, by this month, everything's going to be good. Nah, they was just like, they're not trying to negotiate like with the studios. Or the studios not trying to negotiate with the actors union.
Why did they settle with the writers?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure like everything in that deal.
Okay.
But I know the actors have... it's about not the like the main actors. It's about like background actor stuff because I saw clips of entire CGI backgrounds like
of
people.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And or they'll pay somebody for one day and then have them sign and then be able to use your likeness for every background ever.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
That's crazy. So
that is crazy.
They have a lot to negotiate with. They have a lot to fight about when it comes to the writer strike. So
right.
We'll see. Like, just cut these people a fair deal so we can get some new stuff.
Yeah, bro, come on. Now, the good thing is, none of that applies to the international films.
This is true.
And that's important because...
Shout out to Game of Thrones.
At least, yes. Jesus, that show and one other show that's international that does not affect the writing strike or the actor strike. So, good thing for that.
Yeah.
But, give them what they deserve and get them... they need.
Yeah, what's fair,
come
man.
On.
What y'all doing?
Because y'all starting to struggle now without them.
Exactly.
Let's not lie about it.
Speaking of writers, the entire Blade script had to get tossed.
Again.
And I know Mahershala Ali is pissed. Like, I know he's just like, fam. Like, matter of fact, I don't even want to do this no more.
Can we talk about what we've heard so far?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what I've heard, what Malcolm's heard is that... That they want to do
This
is Blade for the MCU. What they want to do is Blade 1, but they want to end it with him dying, talking about Ali as Blade, and him giving the torch to his daughter. We don't want that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. We don't want that.
I'm not going to lie. And I sound like one of those
It sounds like Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
So I'm going
to
be honest.
And I'm not like that. I usually try to be fair, but they're wilding. No, like, they Marvel, like, they're going overboard.
They sound like She-Hulk, which I like that series. I'm not going to hold you.
And it was cool. It was cool. Fun.
I liked it. I'm not going to hold you. I just, because it was interesting on how she can control her powers, but
yeah.
Bruce Banner couldn't. But it sounds like She-Hulk and Miss Marvel combined. And they're trying to be the whole female woke thing. And I get it.
They call it the MCU.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bro, come on.
I'm not going to lie. And at first, I was like, corny for not liking that.
Want that. Yeah, we need at least, if you're going to do that, at least give us a trilogy.
Or Midnight Suns. Like, you get what I'm saying? With him, Moon Knight, Blade Moon Knight, and Black Knight. Kit Harington.
Okay, I know what you said. Yeah,
it's a whole crew. It's a crew of them.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll be fine with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Well.
But, like, don't just try to kill him off after you've sat him
now,
waiting.
And the reason why they're saying that is, one, because they're trying to agenda. It's an agenda.
I'm tired of
it. Also, they're saying that he's pretty much too. By the time we get to decide, he's gonna be too old to continue. But we don't know what his future holds, and he wants to do the film. He came to Kevin Feige personally. And was like, the only reason why I'm here is to do Blade.
Kevin Feige needs to step down, bro. It's time.
Or he just needs to step in, because clearly he's letting whoever run it just do their thing.
That was a bar, yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
and I agree. Like, bro, give me at least a trilogy.
Yeah.
A proper one at that, because let's be real. The third, if I believe, how many Blades movies?
It was three.
The third one got messed up, though.
It was terrible. Yeah, hit it out. Because Wesley Snipes didn't like the director.
Right. And then they were fighting.
It was a bunch. It was a mess.
Ryan Reynolds and your boy was.
They didn't like each other either. It was a mess.
So it was a whole mess. Justify that first and then give me the female, which I'll be fine with once we get the original one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to love Blade off of what he's given me and off of, like, his love for it, and I've seen it. And I'm like, yo, this is cool.
First two,
I like
fire.
This.
Yeah,
but you keep messing it up. This is the third or fourth rewrite. Part of it was because of the writing strike. I get that, but dude, at this point, what are we doing?
Speaking of other shows, Daredevil.
Yes, Daredevil. Yeah, that one I'm not mad at though, because Kevin Feige is stepping in on this one.
Yeah, he was like, he saw the script. He was like,
saw the script, and then they said that they didn't bring in Daredevil into the fourth episode,
yeah.
Which means, what were you doing for the rest of the three episodes?
Setting up and stuff like that. I don't know.
Cause even Netflix brought him in at least by, I think, episode two.
Yeah.
Just to set it up, and then we got brand new costumes as we were going along. So Kevin Feige said, "No, I'm stepping in," and I think they're gonna cut it. Instead of it being 18, it might be like 13 episodes.
Okay, cause 18 was a lot.
Because I was like, yeah, what are you gonna do with 18 episodes?
18 episodes is a lot.
So I think they were at least gonna cut it to 13, maybe 9. So I'm fine with that, and as long as Kevin Feige steps in and fixes it and makes it the Daredevil that I'm either accustomed to with Netflix, but just better because you have a bigger budget and more effects, I'm fine with that. Because then that transitions into the Jessica Jones and Luke Cage's and Punisher.
Yeah.
And I need at least those three characters back.
They got to redeem Luke Cage for season two.
Absolutely. And once again, that to me got ruined once it killed off the
Mahershala Ali, yeah. Cottonmouth.
Yeah, Cottonmouth. What else?
Next we got Peacemaker season two.
Yeah, Peacemaker season two. This is I believe James Gunn is finished writing Superman Legacies.
Okay.
And he's working on the two next shows, which is Peacemaker season two and Amanda Walker.
Okay, I don't even know who Amanda Walker is.
Amanda Walker is the one back in the Justice League series with the black lady.
Oh, the one who kind of put together Suicide Squad.
Yeah, Suicide Squad, and then she kind of justifies. She kind of goes against the Justice League.
Yeah, are they using what's her name?
Davis.
Viola Davis. Yes,
Viola Davis.
Angela Davis.
Angela Davis. I was close. Yes, they are using her. Yeah, you're doing right because her daughter is in the Peacemaker. That's how they set it up originally.
Okay.
So, because at first, when you watch it, everything is kind of in secret. But eventually, it comes out that, you know.
Gotcha.
So, he's working on those two stories. Now, the question is, because fans was asking, like, when are we going to get a season two? He's like, I'm writing it now. But The other thing in the vault is that he might give us Amanda Walker first and then season two of Peacemaker.
Okay.
But he is writing the start of Peacemaker 2, so I like that because Peacemaker season one was low-key fire.
Okay, nice.
The way it was set up and the way John Cena portrayed as a villain / hero at the end, you know.
Dope. Okay. Cool. I'll check that out.
What else we got on there?
A new South Park special.
Was that with the ladies?
Yes. It's called the Panda special. Panda, special. Okay, so
I thought you were about to say Panda Express, but
yeah. No, because they're doing something to where, so the four characters in South Park, the four main characters, they're going to be portrayed by, black women, Asian women,
international, yeah.
So they're gonna be women, and I don't know, they're gonna play on how these shows are pandering,
to the
diversity crowd, yep. Stuff like that. So I'm curious to see, I'm tired of the specials that you can only watch on Paramount Plus. You know what I'm saying? I don't want Paramount.
If that was on HBO, I wouldn't have a problem with it because the whole series is on HBO,
yes, but apparently. Exactly.
But don't we have until 2025 before they officially switch over to Paramount?
I think so, bro.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
That whole South Park deal was a mess.
Yeah, and listen.
And they probably got too greedy.
Right. And because they, if I'm mistaken, they only dropped five episodes per season.
Yeah.
It used to be 10.
Because they saying you want movies now. You know what I'm saying? Well.
Right. They got a bigger deal. They probably got it, if I'm not mistaken. The reason why they got into this is because they signed a two-way deal
with Paramount and HBO.
Right. And they robbed HBO.
And they definitely robbed HBO, absolutely. Right. What Paramount did.
All right, listen, as long as it's funny and as long as they're doing a clever way, because South Park is clever like that. They can get away with a lot more.
I will check it out. There's a new Dragon Ball movie. It's a movie, I hope it's not a series, bro.
I heard it was a series.
Don't tell me it's a series. Don't tell me it's a series.
I heard it was
a series.
Don't
tell me it's a series, bro.
Somebody fact check this in the comments, but
please don't say it. So it's Dragon Ball Daima?
Daima, yeah. It's called Daima.
Because I just want them to continue. Because Dragon Ball Super, when it dropped, was fire.
Probably, yes.
Right? And, you know, with Beerus.
Shout out to Android 17, because he said that whole entire
tournament. Yeah, with the tournament of power, all that stuff, with the different universes. They brought in, that was a different element to Dragon Ball that nobody was expecting. Yeah, because
we didn't want I don't need to watch the whole story all over again.
Yeah, that was fire, right? And now, they ended it in, I think, 2017? Yeah, with the Broly movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been just the manga, and from what I've seen in the manga, they have different arcs to tell.
Right.
So when I saw this, the announcement, I was confused, and a lot of other people were confused. So what the hell are we doing?
And they were very upset. Yes. They were very upset, just like you. But I found out it's a completely different series. It's not Dragon Ball Super.
I don't want that.
So
I don't want.
And it looks like they're trying to appeal to the Cocomelon Baby Shark audience. And give us the little kids. Now, granted, we did get this with GT, with Goku.
And GT was not good.
It wasn't. I'm going to be honest.
I did not like GT.
Besides him turning to Super Saiyan 4, that was the only reason why.
I did not like it. Why was he a kid throughout the whole damn series?
Yeah, I will. And then he was younger than Pam. It was you're my...
The Black Dragon Balls. I didn't like it. The Black Soldier. I didn't like it.
You're my granddaughter. So, we got to support the kids.
Eli.
I don't like either, but I'm a fight for the Baby Shark and Cocomelon kids.
Forget them kids, Eli. I want my show.
I want my show. If I'm not mistaken, we'll probably get. I'm hoping we'll get Dragon Ball Super either at the end of 2024 or early 2025.
I'm not gonna care about it no more, man. I'm fighting time. You know what I'm saying?
True.
All these shows are scheduled 2027.
Yeah,
I need it now.
True. Yeah, that's true. I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I would like to get into Vegeta's brother if they do that arc.
I don't know if he's canon.
Okay.
I don't know if Vegeta's brother is in the actual canon story, but you know, that remains to be seen. Rick and Morty. We gotta talk about Rick and Morty. Okay. The premiere. Rick and Morty
dropped Sunday?
Yeah, season 7 premiere dropped Sunday. With the new voices, the new character voices.
With the new character voices, not bad.
What's his name? Josh Rowland?
Josh Rowland, yes.
Josh Rowland.
Justin Rowland.
Justin Rowland, yes. He was the one who got charged, or he got brought up on those sexual assault charges, so they kind of fired him. They dropped him, and he was doing the voices of everybody.
Rick, I didn't know
Morty, I just knew Mr. Poopy Butthole, all of them.
Yeah, I just knew about Rick and Morty.
Yes, he was doing like all of the improv voices on the international cable, or interdimensional cable. He was doing all of that. So they had to, they spent 6 months to find new voices.
Yeah, and they said that they did over 1,000 voices to the point where it got annoying.
Yeah, he said, like, I couldn't tell the difference after a while. But I think if you did not know these were different voice actors, you wouldn't know.
If you just watched it,
I think you would probably think, like, you know, something's up. But in season seven, you can't really tell the difference.
And a lot of voice actors who start from season one all the way to, and they go to season eight in terms of animation, you can... They get older.
Bro, so in South Park, we were just talking about South Park. The two creators, they do the voices as well. They just, I saw videos of them just kind of talking the lines, and then they have like software to kind of make it Cartman.
Okay, gotcha.
Or make it stand. Because like they've been doing this voice for 20 years.
Absolutely.
So.
Other than that, you was right about Poopy Butthole. I didn't know that they changed his voice because I didn't know Justin.
I heard his voice. I was like, that's different. And that's a character on the show. We're not being gross. That is a character.
That is a character. He's my favorite character because he also breaks the fourth and fifth wall like Rick. What was I going to say about that? Other than that, I liked the episode.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
It was a good, light, you know, charming, funny episode. They'll get into the deeper stuff eventually.
And people was like, oh, this is the worst season for me.
Relax. I need to be patient because they do this. Actually, this is like the fourth or third time they've done a light episode to start it off and then pick it up later. What was I going to say? I can only tell the difference with Rick, really, and that's only when he tries to yell.
Okay.
It kind of gets a little deep and like a little raggly. But other than that, it's barely a difference for most of it, especially with Morty.
And I think, you know what's crazy? I think the fact that it's two different actors now,
is going to help them out with the chemistry.
Yes.
And with the not getting as tired, because they did announce, that's what I was going to go into. Justin was very tired in the booth.
Yeah.
He was doing a lot, like you said, a lot of voices.
And he did like method acting. So he would actually drink beer.
Oh, yes. As he was recording. Yes.
That's a talent. He was probably depressed as hell.
Yeah, exactly. And an alcoholic at that at times.
I used to go to this, there was this like off-Broadway play. It's called Drunk Shakespeare. And every time they do a show, they pick one actor to be drunk.
Okay.
So I'm just like, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Even though they changed the actors,
which is not a toll, right? And what I was gonna say? Oh, and then they came up with a deeper interview article talking to the other creator, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Dan. He was saying that after season two, Justin just used to come in because Justin, I guess, helped him with the creative process. Yeah. But after the second season, he just came in,
read his lines, and then he would bounce.
And Dan is just from season three on, he's been doing the creative process. So that explains the toll that took on
both of them.
So yeah.
Yeah. So now he has like a team of writers. He has more people to do the voices now. So I think creatively the show could be better now because they won't be stretched so thin.
Right. And like we said, the voice actors will have chemistry between each other and the rest of the cast.
Yes.
To really make magic happen.
I agree, Eli. So real quick, we didn't mention Omni-Man is in Mortal Kombat. He's a DLC character.
Yes. We have different views on the battalion.
He looked amazing.
No, he did. I'm not. Listen, I saw the trailer. I'm not debating the dominance of his presence. I just didn't like his fatality finish.
Eli, it was literally from the show.
I get it.
The most graphic and brutal stuff from the show.
But I also watched the season finale of that show. He's had better. Well, nah. I mean, that I ain't gonna hold you. I would have, no. You know what it was? I would have preferred the mountain scene where he
they got that.
Where he hit him so hard, he ended up in the mountain and then kind of just was like,
you being one of those.
Cause that dialogue between him and Mark was crazy. He was like, I could just really just kill you right now and just make another son, and we could keep this, you know, keep it moving.
Listen, man, that looked crazy. So but nah, it was.
But one thing me and you both agree on: we don't really need a lot of these DLC characters.
Yes. So in Mortal Kombat, they do since 2011 when they kind of rebooted Mortal Kombat, they started this thing where they have like down DLC characters, yeah. right? Downloadable content, like, and it'll be guest people. Like, so for the PS3, it was Kratos from God of War.
Okay.
And then it was Freddy Krueger.
Okay. That's right? What I was expecting.
It was Freddy. Yeah, it was Freddy Krueger in that one.
And I think Mortal Kombat 10, they had a bunch of horror.
Yes, so Mortal Kombat.
I was waiting for Freddy Krueger, but I'm assuming.
So Mortal Kombat 10, they had Jason.
Yes.
Was that Jason?
It was
Jason. Yeah, it was Jason. They had Alien.
Yeah.
And Predator. And then Leatherface.
That's
as well.
The one I was thinking of. Yes.
And then in Mortal Kombat 11, who do they have? I forget who.
They had Mr. Robot.
RoboCop.
They had
the Terminator. They had
Rambo.
Rambo, and it was a Joker.
Joker, which was weird to me, but it worked.
Who else? There's somebody else.
And there's one more.
That might have been it. But in this one, so in the first DLC pack in Mortal Kombat, in this new one, they have Omni-Man. Okay. They have Homelander, which is another version of Omni-Man.
Yeah, and right? Stronger at that.
You get what I'm saying? No. Homelander can't fight. Homelander can't fight.
But we had this conversation too.
I don't know. I'm going back on my word. Homelander can't fight. I'm going back on my word.
Omni-Man is not even the strongest Vulturemite.
True. But I don't know. Because Omni-Man, Homelander almost got beat by Soulja Boy and Butcher.
Yeah, but that was his father. Yeah. Was, you know.
Okay, so they got
DNA
him,
blood.
They got Peacemaker in the game as well.
Yeah, they they brought back Swan, because I believe Swan was in a few other... Dude with the black and that says Spawn?
Oh, Spawn was in MK11 too.
Okay, yeah.
Spawn was in MK11 too. But so in this DLC pack, it's Omni-Man, Homelander, Peacemaker, and then three other Mortal Kombat characters. I think it should have been like one, maybe two guest characters, and everybody else should be Mortal Kombat characters.
Right.
And then for the next DLC pack, it should be as well. Because, it's just mad wasted characters it's not a part of the main story.
It absolutely is.
But other than that, bro, I think we got to everything.
Yeah. Let me check it off real quick.
Oh.
I feel like I'm...
Might be missing a couple things.
Oop, my bad. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Real quick, Batman 2.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like they're headed towards Hush. A villain named Hush for Batman.
Oh, for the Robert Pattinson.
Yes, that one.
Skyward. Okay.
So that one, it looks like the sequel is going to be the villain named Hush.
Okay.
That's the one where he's wrapped up. He basically looks like a mummy.
Okay.
And from what I know from his background story, he's a old friend of Bruce Wayne's.
Okay.
Bruce Wayne kind of screwed him over somehow, because they always do.
Okay.
And... he tries to take Bruce Wayne's face. And,
okay.
You know, that whole thing. Can you open your phone real quick?
My fault, brother.
So, other than that...
I'm looking forward to the Penguin show. I want to know
I am looking for that one. I'm hoping that they bring that one back. Because then they kind of stop that one.
Because of the strike.
Because of the strike. So, they'll bring that one back.
Actor strike's still going on.
Actor strike, right. Yeah, so I'm excited about Batman 2. Lobo... Jason Momoa is rumored to be Lobo.
That's the guy in the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's one of the strongest bounty hunters in DC, because he can kill pretty much all of them.
Okay, I'm hyped for that. Also, I forgot to mention, we forgot to actually put this on the list. On Apple TV, there's a new Godzilla show.
Oh, that's
It's called Monarch Legacy. So it's it has to do with the government organization in the Godzilla King Kong universe,
mm-hmm.
and about them, but like Godzilla's in the show.
Oh, okay.
So that looks good. Because that is.
Does he look big?
He does, because there's another Godzilla King Kong movie coming.
Yeah. Okay. Right. They gonna fight again?
I don't think they're gonna fight. Okay, I think they're gonna be fighting something else.
I'm kind of mad that they kind of gave that to, but Godzilla was bigger.
Like everybody knew.
And then real quick. What else do I have? After Trevor. Oh, they came out with a new PS5 Slim. I don't like the four faceplates that annoy me. I don't like the design. I mean, I like the slimmer, but I don't like the fact that I got four faceplates instead of two now.
They just trying to get more money.
Yeah, and now if I want to get the Wolverine one, I'm gonna have to get that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, Last two things. Microsoft officially buys Activision. Officially, that was last Friday. So they officially went through the deal for $69 billion.
Nice.
And, Warner Brothers turned down a Mortal Kombat versus DC movie.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Even though we loved the game. Me and Malcolm loved the game. I don't know why other people hated it.
I liked the game, yeah.
I'm not going to hold you. Originally, I was upset because I was like, that would have been fire. But then, now I think about it, it would have been a waste of time.
It would have been a mess.
So, you know, I'm happy.
Okay. So, guys, that being said, this was episode 11 of Nerd Talk.
Yes.
If you have any questions or any topics you want us to talk about, leave it in the comments below. Follow me. Follow Eli. Yes.
We will be coming out with reaction videos soon.
Yes, reaction videos. I'm trying to get Eli to play.
Listen. Like, I'm going to be honest with y'all.
To show his game while he's
like
playing.
I like to play on easy mode. That's one. And two, I'm not a Twitch fiend. These Twitch fiends, I respect them because they can sit there for hours
and
play these shooting games. Listen, I don't have that well fingers.
Okay. All right, fine.
But the reaction videos we will definitely do.
Yes.
And tune into Invincible in 2 weeks because that sucker is going to look amazing. By the way, just so y'all know, they're going to cut it into two halves. So the first four episodes.
That's right.
And then the second half. It's gonna come out in like February. So be patient. We'll get the rest of the episodes eventually.
All right. So with that being said, guys, see you later.
Peace.